If I didn't depress you before, I might manage it this time. This is a short poem called All at Sea. Her hair was a lemon sorbet. Her voice was a pearly queen. Her hands were a pair of frightened birds. Her heart their opened cage. Her eyes were pots of blue ink spilling. Her nose she borrowed from an orphan child. Her ears were cash for gold. Her lips the local off-license. Her tongue a public house. Her organs belong to the sea. Her fingers are kelp. Her feet coral. Her skin a drift net.
Thank you very much, Julie. Next up is Rishti.
Oh, God. I said I have no new poems, but sorry, next time you see me, I'll have loads. So, I don't smoke, but I'd say it's a great way to start a conversation. Because without that full pull of nicotine, it seems like you're assigned a station. Lingering on the fringes of newly discovered friends and philosophies. So often wonder how my life would transpire had I that ritualistic desire. Well, hey, love, sorry to bother you. I have skins, I have tobacco, but I lack a filter. To acknowledge the fact that anything I say, I let that leave unsaid is going to halt the flow of what I truly intend. Detailing those microscopic subtleties that eluded me unless I can tap into a lens that magnifies cohesions to those who do make no sense. But opportunity can spark from such passive chats. And claims for a spare flame and name of a flirt unearth something deeper. And I'll stare into the back of my pint knowing I'm the sleeper. Unnerved, uneasy, a thought of a organic conversation. Queasy, out of leagues, I'll stare in intrigue, wishing I could spark up a conversation as easily as that. But let's move on from the land of smokes. And onto an ever-expanding multiverse of tokes and yolks. Now I'll admit free that these substances have entered my system, and on certain occasions I'll even admit that I missed them, facilitating that gap between real and make-believe. But in truth, I don't think they ever really suited me, although half a whisper always tended to linger on a word, unfortunately. Because although I can bear my soul freely, it isn't always easy to express unadulterated affection when you're off ecstasy. But I digress. And I acknowledge that the stress of a somewhat sober breath is probably worthwhile. And I'll be a better man for going to bed before my mother. Forgoing the appeal of dancing to trance, swapping romance for a fresh new casual lover. Able to not mind being unable to put one foot in front of another, it sounds really good. Some mornings, when I arise at 6:45 and catch another's unrested eye, and to be honest, I think we feel about as fresh as each other. But I'll state that my status has marginally more class, and I'll start to judge an individual as a collective whole. So like my dad, I'll start to judge society's less functional souls, the artists or musical technicians or poets or musicians who double up as poets who speak of experience as serious as any lecture you've had teach with a passion for what they spoke. And in truth to me, UCC's ideologies made as little sense as those 6 a.m. hallway epiphanies. The air was thick with misquotes and a protesting counterculture I could never really hope to invoke. Sustaining a blurred intensity with a cocktail of smokes, tokes and yolks. I imagine half wishing their lives were free from the tribulations and attacks. But the reality is, I think we all feel the same way. And have considerably less crack.
Thank you, Rishti. Next up is Niall Herriot.
This is called the Tatty Hawkers and the Seer. And just a few words of explanation. Tatty Hawkers are the potato diggers who used to go from Donegal or Achill Island to Scotland to dig potatoes for the farmers there. And the seer refers to Brian Rua O'Caravan, I think lived in the 16th century, and I just read about him. I was standing on a stone bridge over what used to be the railway between Westport and Achill. And this just came to me, a simple, short piece. Both the bridge and the railway, of course, have been destroyed. The railway some time ago, taken up, and the bridge destroyed by the county council. Beautiful bridge, and now it's just a big modern concrete road bridge. Anyway, the Tattyhawkers and the Seer. A century and a half ago, the very first train to Achill puffed laboriously under this arch, carrying back to Achill Tattyhawkers, 32 in all, drowned near Westport Quay, beneath the sails of a capsized yawl. Brian Rua O'Caravan foresaw it hundreds of years before. 85 years ago, the very last train to Achill puffed desolately under this arch, carrying back to Achill 10 youngsters, charred remains, victims of the bothy blaze in the Ayrshire potato lanes. Brian Rua saw that too, hundreds of years before. Iron-wheeled, horseless carriages, belching fire and smoke, would carry coffins of the Seer on the first and last journeys to Achill from the quay at Cahir na Mart. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Next up is Seamus. Thanks, Charlie.
The Electric Bicycle. Fun and fitness you can find to help escape the daily grind. DC volts, motor strong, or pedal power you glide along. You can combine both power sources when you travel steeper courses. Fresh air and freedom needs no sage to see the pleasure escape road rage. Suspension strong and telescopic, this takes me to another topic. Strange drivers, wistful glance, secret wishes. If by chance a neighbour saw him on wheels so few, oh, the shame, I must tell you. All peacocks' egos easily dent, salesmen swear, heavenly scent. Narrow lane, city street, you can pass, you can meet traffic fast or traffic slow, twisting throttle, away you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Seamus. Next up is Philip.
So I'm having a very fun concept epiphany this afternoon, where I'm collecting spiritual animals. And if you have a spiritual animal of your own, or you just have a favorite animal, or you just have a feel an animal that you have a connection with that's not in this poem, come up to me after and tell me what it is, and I'm going to add it into it. Otherwise, the animals are in here. I just took privilege of just adding them in. And I took one of them, and it's already been added in. I don't know how it's going to fit in. So I hope you enjoy the concept. Watch the stars, and collate them in your mind's eye, and pretend they are linked to your internal side. To stare up, they enlighten something in your spirit garden, as wrapped in the constellation, could be your spirit animal. A skeletal of a giant owl, ghost across the cholesterol severe. Its wings are velvet, tapestries of horoscopes, dark, deep, and infinite. A mammoth bear and a male cub, curled up warmth and watchful as their loyal totems. They hibernate in the dan called ulcer major. Within one portion, near Draco, a swan silhouette scatters speckled dust to lead it to found wishful stars to remind her of her home. And Draco himself, a fossilized in space, a dragon still proud and preserved, and still alive and only crystallized. A female midnight backbird, a male inky cloak in male inky clothing, scurries the abandoned stars in Virgo. Doesn't care for it, collects them from her nest. A frog clambers among the branches and builds Gemini invisibly. It whispers in those twins' ear, reminds them that they're passive friends. and a shapeshifter hare scurries Loki-like across every constellation and constellation into another constellation, changing and changing and changing. And when you move, they all freeze. And when you stay still, they all breed. And if you believe, your totem will love you always. Thank you. Still by me, so.
Next is Jim.
Oh,
So this is kind of a bit like Dracula, and I was going to write this kind of steamy homoerotic poem, but it was really boring. Like I couldn't do it, so I changed it and made it more playful. So it's called On Being a Vampire. I came out when I was 45 years old. I was tired of people asking my beauty secrets. You can have glassy and smooth skin too, if you have money for Botox, or if you sell your soul off to Satan, who's a cross-dresser. He stitches pure white souls together and wears them as a living chiffon gown that howls and raises eyebrows all around the seven circles of hell. My mother was horrified. She always thought I was just allergic to the sun, like she saw in that documentary once. I was like, I've had a widow's peak for how long? She insisted on a Christian camp. Who honestly thinks those places work? I rolled my eyes and said, why don't you just send me to a bloodbath? Then I said, oh, and I like men. I moved to New York, the Lower East Side, where nobody notices vampires, since there's lots of pale goths and junkies. I got a studio apartment, but became very depressed. I found company on Grindr, invited a guy over for Netflix and chill. We lay down in my dimly lit room. Light poured out from the laptop playing Nothing Hill. 5 minutes in, I smelled the rust of his blood. It was Netflix and kill. After that, I took a sewing class. That was a really bad idea. An old lady pricked her finger and you can guess the rest. The next day, shame rained on me. I had nowhere to turn, so decided on Alcoholics Anonymous, the most closely relatable group. Membership only requires a desire to stop drinking. Plus, their blood smelled terrible. In the first meeting, I shared that I was lonely, that it's easy to be lonely when your friends are human. An old lady mm-hmmed with recognition. When the meeting ended, I got a sponsor, and I had to hold my urge to hiss when she presented the big book and mentioned a higher power. But at least I'm sober. Besides, I like having coffee with alcoholics. It works if you work it.
Thank you so much, Jim. Next up is Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Annie. This is called Puncture Wound. At this funeral I thee wed, sarcastically proving there's more to life than petty secrets, slave to form and dilettante's discerning, pushing away the necessary procedures, blows a sixth expedition, fooling no one, wrecking hands over the rain, warm unto death. Lost money hand over fist, allowing for luxuries, enter under foreign eyes, already satisfied. None shall compare to your hardened generosity, nor professional manners in a warm woman's shoes, leading out books for a happy sum, a limited sojourn rewards everyone. Tickets to the amazing, never disappointing. Why not distributing the piece, professionally tackled? An event within event, squalling the hour, rushes under your body, the old-fashioned bed, made and laid on, a one over-wide exercise. the silence of the movies already started. Cast a gaze away, looking back in indifference, published without blurbs, Stranger Sin, festooned as a joke on many fronts, timing our entrance meticulously barbed, resuscitating shit rhymes, precisely without guile, proper order restored under the eye of sobriety. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Charles.
Kind of introduction, that's the question. I've been debating, well, I think perhaps it doesn't. Bittersweet, I call to mind your perfections. I lament your departure for Terry. The loose line of your lower lip is your only fault. Let one perfection stand for many. Your eyes are like a river, flowing at a brisk pace, rippling, and therefore smiling. Conservative student attire, jeans that fit, t-shirts of some meaning, as you lean an urgent shoulder over your bike's handlebars, I lament your departure for Kerry. From this city of curves and tangents, you go to acquire skills, to make ground in your field. The only fault I have observed, you will never correct for Kerry.
Thanks, Ali. I came to the city in 2004. Before that, I was living in a house which is very dark, and this is just a very tame little piece about the light in the house that I'm living in now, which is in the top of a hill. It's called Cityscape. Framed by my bedroom window, a city hewn by trade and time takes on a different color to match the shifting hours. Defrosting in blinding sunlight, spires pierce the south horizon. Pitched roofs arch over windows that glint through the morning air. Rolled out bolts of velvet slip down from solid stone as fields, minute in the distance, soften the higher slopes. The bulk of the North Cathedral and Shandon's streamlined form give a sharper edge to the scene, an authentic taste of Cork. Sunset turns tiered terraces to a pastry chef's delight. Slabs of custard wedged by gables dark as chocolate fudge. The quiver and pulse of headlights, a pulsating stream flows down to the city heartland, out of my line of sight. That's it.
That's great. Next up is Dermot.
My name is Dermot Wolf, and I'm afraid I'm stealing your time tonight because I usually play music as songwriters, but I want to speak something tonight that I wrote. So I'm writing songs in Norfella, and when I sent him the demo of this song, he was slagging me because the name of the song is Smile While You're Singing the Blues. So he was like, you know, smile while you're singing the blues. But it's not, it's much more sincere, and I think you might get a kick out of it. So Just then, at that moment, I realised I wouldn't be who I thought I could be when I was 17 and still learning to dream. But baby, I'll be happy. Because even though you're trying, I can see that you're lying to the person that's inside. You're along for the ride. So keep your arms and legs in, and when the flash goes off, you smile. Because just then, at that moment, I realised that actually I've got nothing to lose. So put on your favourite shoes. Because life is bittersweet, like wearing a smile while you're singing the blues. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Next up is Benjamin Burns.
I always take my earphones out going into shops and supermarkets. I cannot enjoy listening in such bright enclosed spaces. Guitar lines, like wild plants, need air and natural light. Even horn sections are sullied by capitalism.
Thank you. Next up is Ethan.
Hello. As the five-word poem challenge only said to highlight earlier, I'm not a poet, and I'm not a singer either, but I'm gonna give it a shot. So, my dog there. Okay. On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf on the dawning of the day. That's it.
Thank you for telling us about the okay. Next up is Michael Ray.
Lines that are inaccurate. In my studio, I move the painting I've been working on. His small red wellies discharged beside the titanium white steps. Again, my finger smears their sloping shadow. All night, a record clicking. I like to work to the sound of a line meeting itself. The morning is full of ashtrays, piles of oily rags, cold tea, burnt toast. I look out at another day becoming lead. The sofa has faded to pink. Last week, my parents sat there. Father's hair, almost gone. Mother's palm pressed around the handle of her stick. Something of American Gothic. This will always be where they sat, where my mother didn't comment on the cobwebs or the snail brought in with the lettuce and later climbed the kitchen wall, elevated to an objet trouve. I'd like it if my son appeared. He'd be slightly gangly, admitting to being up all night. He might sit with us a while, share the plot of his favourite movie. His skin would be titanium from lack of light.
Next up is Shane.
So this poem is called No Winter. No winter, hold me back in your heart, cold clasp, and press down on me with each sharp breath intake, sapping my body's warmth. In our garden, frost burns lamb's ears, your soft leaves curled and brown, victims to a hearty snap. Seasonal atrophy puts all softness into a funk, and I try to read skies, ground temperatures, even cows, huddled beneath the overhanging fringes of field hedges, or hear murmurings and cues of a spell on the cusp. But sometimes, no matter how the bones are thrown, there's no yellow, orange, or red alert, no knowledge of this affliction, only the aftermath of its hurt.
Thank you, Shimon. Next up is Shimon.
I don't read poetry, and I'm very nervous. Overwhelmed and scared, you came to the world, I gazed at you from afar, your lips so wide apart, belting out a scream. I felt so afraid and wanted to feel disconnected from you, because at that moment I didn't know whether you were going to stay or be adopted. My sister saw my frightened face, my tears were gushing down. I wanted to run away and be free, but then she placed you in my arms. My heart never beat as fast. I felt so protective of you and in love with you. I knew from that moment I'd never be able to let you go. I placed you on my breast, it felt so natural. I whispered, "Don't cry, little one, Mummy loves you." I felt so alone when first you were born. I was so fixated on what people would think and say, but day by day I crept away. Now you're my love, my light. You make me laugh like no other. It's not finished, that's it.
Thank you, Sean. An ultimate person on the open mic tonight will be Kieran with a K.
It's called a flip side. Problems persist in pursuit of defeat. Desist and disband the roots of evil that lurk around you waiting to meet. Even Knievel wouldn't speak the words they speak as anxious thoughts rudely interrupt your week and lead to many pairs of red cheeks. How straight the hairs that stand when you see the future is neither certain nor bleak. Pull back the curtains, peek into next week and maybe peek into the one after. The mind has pipes that rust and leak. Ideas and notions can easily swirl their way around, as does this washing machine. They will seek to glimmer and sheen, making themselves at home. They politely sit for dinner, let it simmer before serving tripe and drasheen. Some thoughts, they show their stripes, confess and come clean. It's like a game of chess, being well and truly able to tap into both the seen and the unseen. And whatever happened to all the forgotten dreams replaced with rotten scenes of acting routine, and so it seems we're faced with commonplace mundanity. How many light bulb moments does it take before the average soul can spot this cunning forms of insanity? Come in from the cold, take a seat, cup of tea. There is absolutely no such thing as a dreadful calamity. A head full of harm is latent, at least a beast of which you've been gifted diplomatic immunity. So kindly grant yourself impunity till blind unity. Relax and enjoy your feast with community. Here's a mad one. The Chinese word for crisis has two characters. One means problem, the other opportunity. So whether you're wobbling down the street, unsteady in mind or on feet, or if you struggle to juggle appearances, keeping them nice and neat, problems persist in pursuit of defeat. They say winning isn't everything. I know if I don't today, I will tomorrow or next week, as my very own personal treat. Thank you.
Thank you. And finally, you bring anything? Kieran. Oh, good. And finally, it will be Kieran Ken.
Thank you. Down on society calling says, here's to society falling. Helter skelter out on the street, new age romance at your feet. Simon says, you pierced my heart with the same needle that butchered your ear. Now Simon's got no place to scare. Simon seems so far apart, history are blowing in the wind. Simon's sitting in the dark, what is this place we find us in? Thoughts of love and wonder fill the room with every breath of sweet perfume. No laws to the movement's attraction. Simon says he will take action. Not subtle stare, a sharp intake of breath, a gasping shock at the people there. We're the problem, we're all that's left. A wealth of knowledge and potential Simon's made seem so inconsequential. And now the movement doesn't care, just their empty laughter fills the air, falling from the smiles of their image. Society's last chance at reason and marching from the sands of their pilgrimage gives the last thing to believe in. Out in the rain we run amok, a movement free, a movement stuck. And now Simon must confess, oh how we put them to the test. In these streets of flame, the pitter patter of the rain falling from their mighty tower.
One more round of applause for our guest poets. Thank you very much. And we're going over to Maine for more alcohol.